I'm Steve Miller reporting. Defying threats of arrest, Kenyan opposition leader Raila Odinga took part in a symbolic presidential inauguration ceremony in a Nairobi park. The 73-year-old Odinga pledged to serve as the people's president before thousands of cheering supporters at Uhuru Park. Odinga claimed voting irregularities through last August's initial presidential vote into question with President Uhuru Kenyatta. That outcome was later declared void, but Odinga and his supporters boycotted the October 26 revote. Kenyatta easily won the second election by 98% and was sworn in the following month. Separatist forces in Yemen have surrounded the palace of the internationally recognized president in the interim capital of Aden. The fall of Aden ends 2 days of fighting between troops loyal to President Abed Rabo Mansour Hadi and forces with the Southern Transitional Council, a group formed last year to revive the former independent state of South Yemen. The former states of North and South Yemen were merged under one flag in 1990. U.S. President Donald Trump will deliver his first State of the Union speech Tuesday night before a joint session of Congress. White House officials said Trump will discuss jobs, the economy, and tax reform, as well as call on lawmakers to approve his trillion-dollar infrastructure plan. He is also expected to talk about national security issues, including North Korea's nuclear and ballistic missile activity, and also the need for fair trade policies. Several Democrats will give shorter response speeches following the address. VOA will provide complete coverage of the State of the Union beginning Wednesday at 1:45 Universal Time. This is VOA News. North Korea has canceled a joint cultural performance with South Korea scheduled for February 4th. Grace Lee reports that North Korea says the South's media is to blame.
It's unclear which reports were at fault, but the North says it has no choice but to cancel the event, which was set for Sunday. South Korean leader Moon Jae-in has faced loud criticism for how he's handled North Korea at the Games, and there's been over 100 petitions against the unified women's hockey team on his administration website. However, officials in the South say they still want to pursue other joint events. That includes sending their athletes to a ski resort in the North and a different concert by a North Korean orchestra in the South.
That was reporter Grace Lee. The U.S. Treasury Department has released a congressionally mandated list of Russian politicians and business figures who are close to President Vladimir Putin's government, along with their relationship to top leaders and their net worth. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov, who also appears in the list, called the U.S. move unprecedented and said it labeled everyone a de facto adversary of the United States. He said the Russian government would take time to analyze the list. On Monday, the U.S. State Department announced it had informed Congress it would also not impose any new sanctions. House Democratic Whip Steny Hoyer said he was disappointed that the administration chose not to do so or put forth a plan for how it plans to deter further Russian aggression. 10 foreigners have been arrested in Cambodia on charges of pornography after they were caught dancing suggestively during a private party. Jeff Custer reports.
The group was arrested last Thursday during a police raid of a villa in the northeastern village of Siem Reap, home to the famous ruins of the ancient Angkor Wat Temple. Prosecutors say the 10 have been charged with producing pornographic pictures and other materials and face at least 1 year in jail if convicted. An attorney representing the 10 jailed Westerners says the group was clad in swimsuits and drinking alcoholic beverages by a swimming pool. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Pope Francis is sending the Vatican's most respected sex crimes expert to Chile to investigate a bishop accused by abuse victims of covering up for the country's most notorious pedophile priest. The Vatican said Tuesday that Maltese Bishop Charles Cicluna would travel to Chile to listen to those who have expressed the desire to provide elements about the case of Bishop Juan Barros. Thailand's ruling military junta has filed charges against 7 democracy advocates for calling for elections and an end to military rule. Police said a junta representative had filed charges of sedition and violating a ban on political gatherings against the activists. Thailand has been under military rule since a 2014 coup ousted an elected government. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
It's Border Crossings with Larry London from VOA1.